episode number 129, Camaro testing in Sweden and more.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
Yeah, that's right. We're back.
Yeah, you got it.
It's the Camaro C28.com podcast.
It's Monday again.
And it's Monday again.
Yeah. Happy Monday.
Yeah.
Going to work?
Of course.
Yeah?
Of course.
Everybody else is too.
And everybody's used to the Monday release.
Well,
I wouldn't say
about that.
They're getting used to the idea, and we're going to keep it that way. So, I mean, you know, we'll fit into their schedules.
Yep, you'll get used to it right away, yeah. If not already by now. This is the second week we're into it, and we'll probably make this mentioning a couple more times.
Yeah, someone started a thread in the podcast section specifically stating that they're not used to it yet, but they are getting used to it, and there was quite a bit of response. Well, you know. When you do this for 127 times in a row on Fridays, it's, you know, it's kind of like moving your favorite TV program from, you know, Friday night to Monday night.
We shouldn't flatter ourselves, though.
No, but still, I mean, people get in a routine and a schedule. They expect certain things, and, you know.
That was Bear Z28 that started that thread, right?
Let's see. Yeah, it was Bear Z28.
Good old Bear.
Throwing off my routine off kilter, it says. Then you said, don't listen to the next one till next Monday.
Till Friday.
And then I like it. I'm always busy on the weekend. Don't listen to the podcast until the next week anyhow.
See, it works
that
out.
That makes the dreaded Monday have a bright spot. Hey,
right. Like there's some other good things in there.
Jake Robb.
Son of a bitch.
Says, I'm a slacker and haven't listened to the most recent one yet. So no, it's not throwing me off. He is a son of a bitch. Now, I used to listen to it on the way to work on Monday. Last week, my iPod didn't pick it up till Monday night. I was missing my fix until Tuesday morning.
Fix? We're the dealer now? We're the pusher?
You kidding me? I can go a day without it alone, darn a week.
I don't know, man.
I'll have to get used to it on a Monday schedule. Don't misread my thread, boss. I'm not complaining. You guys do what you have to do. I make my schedule work.
Yeah, you do that.
I listened to it weeks ago. I usually miss something anyway. Cues up podcast. Ah, better.
He needs help. That's all there is
to it. He's a podcast addict.
But we had a really cool one. Not that the other ones weren't cool, but really nice one from Mudbone.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about Chris and Jason's show, but I find it very entertaining. Very, very entertaining. It's not just the Camaro content. It is the quality of the production. And the Bonhomie? What the hell does that mean?
Bonhuri? How do you spell it? I can't see it from
here. B-O-N.
Bon.
H-O-M-M-E.
Is that a homosexual remark?
I hope not.
No, in all seriousness.
Bonhomie between the hosts. For a couple of amateurs.
Oh, thanks.
They've got one great effort going on here.
Oh, in all seriousness, thanks. That's really nice, everybody. This is right there in the podcast section, too, right?
Yeah, right there in the podcast.
Hey, thanks for the kind words. We really appreciate it. That's what keeps us going. It's really cool.
Heck yeah.
It's fun stuff.
Heck yeah.
So let's see here. What do we got to talk about today?
Give us a rundown.
Well, like you said in the intro, more spy shots coming out. And I'm also going to talk about a great example of how technology is marching on, like we talked about in previous podcast.
Okay.
We got a couple of emails to go through, a voicemail, and a little shout out to a close friend of mine at the end.
Okay.
So, going back to the beginning here, Jalopnik, very active on our board lately. Good guys over there at Jalopnik. Made a very cool post on their side that trickled its way onto our side about this really nice looking picture of the Camaro.
In Sweden.
Still camouflage, though.
Yeah, so I'm wondering how long ago it was taken.
That does kind of make me wonder,
Lutz, you know, said that they were taking the camo off all the cars.
I wasn't sure if that meant just in the United States, though, or what. You think that he would have...
Yeah, but they took them off in Australia, too.
That's true. So it might be old, but it's a pretty good-looking picture, even though it's still camouflage. It's still got the...
What do you think of the front grille?
I think it's too sharp.
Too sharp?
Yep. I like the egg crate grille on the concept. Yep. I mean, I wasn't doing cartwheels over it, okay? A lot of people didn't like it. But I didn't mind it, but I think I like it better than what I'm seeing here.
Oh.
And just like all smart people on the board.
You're going to wait till
I
see it in person.
I'm going to wait till I see it in person because...
Exactly.
People are still going, oh, I hope they don't put those stupid headlights in there. Well, guess what? Ding dong, they're not going to.
Yeah, ding dong.
Ding dong. Tot dog, ding dong. Oh, crap. So, yeah, check it out. Of course, it's in the 5th Gen News section. Usually, it'll get moved over to the photos section later on after people get done complaining about it. So, yeah, it's still moving ahead. Remember, every time we do this, I can't help but think about when we had nothing to talk about.
I know.
And now it's like every week we get something. So, yeah.
Or you play the crickets. And...
right, nothing going on. So, I mentioned this also. There's a show in Cleveland, right?
Yeah, the Cleveland Auto Show.
And they're debuting a Stingray type stripe package for the
Z06 427 something it's called.
That's really cool and everything, but what it didn't hit me as hard as what the next Cobalt SS did.
Right.
It's a four-cylinder.
Four-cylinder
with 260 turbocharged horsepower.
Yes.
Now, that doesn't seem like it seems like a lot, but not as much until you figure out that that's only 15 horsepower shy of what the 93, 94, 95 LT1 Camaros had.
10. 275 was my 95 Camaro.
Yeah, 15. 260 to 275.
Oh, I thought it was 265.
Nope. Well, you said 260.
Oh.
Maybe, I don't know. I wrote it down 260, as
260. 265,
hey,
around there.
Still, if it's above 250,
I know.
That's kind of scary.
Isn't it?
I remember weird. When the Quad 4 came out, remember that?
Oh, yeah. And that I had was a friend who had a Grand Am with a Quad 4 in it.
I want to say that was 160, 180 horsepower, and that was a lot there.
Yeah.
Now we're doing 100, even so much, 15, 10 to 15 shy of an LT1 Camaro.
Yeah.
In a little Cobalt.
That's technology gonna probably get phenomenal gas mileage.
Is marching on. Yeah. If there's proof right there, other than the obvious.
Hey, I'm
like
going to take a look at one.
I would, too. I'd like to stomp on one. I'll rent one.
Yeah.
By the insurance.
I'll definitely take a look at one.
Put into the demolition derby. So, anybody worries about the future of technology, of cafe and gas mileage and everything, put your money on technology instead of taking your money off the table when it comes to cafe.
Yeah.
Piss on cafe.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's right. Put your money on technology. Because 10 years from now, what the hell's a podcast? What the hell's a podcast?
Yeah. What the hell's an iPod?
Internet? Oh, yeah, I've heard about that. That's where all the porno is, right? Camaro Z20 what? Message board what? All right, let's move on to, we got emails, huh?
We got emails and we got a voicemail here.
So, Chris, you got an email? I got an email. Go ahead and kick yours off.
Okay, this one comes to us from Nathan. Hey, guys. Nightwave from the boards here, and I just finished listening to 128. Like the podcast, keep up the good work. I had a comment about the heads-up display you mentioned. I know it goes earlier than 97 because I used to have a 94 Pontiac Bonneville SSE with the display. I also remember a mid-90s GM concept that had all kinds of safety features on it based off the Blazer Jimmy platform that had it as well. Personally, I wonder why they didn't put the heads-up display on 4th gens. I'm kind of surprised they didn't offer it on the Trans Am WS6 since it appeared to be Pontiac's exclusively for the longest time. Buick did get it on the last-gen Park Avenue Ultras, I believe. I think that is, if they put it on the higher-level Camaros, maybe bundle it with suspension upgrade or something, it would be an excellent fit. Nate.
There was never a heads-up display in the Trans Am, right?
No.
Okay. I thought at one point there was,
no.
But I must be thinking of the Grand Prix.
Grand Prix, okay. Bonneville SSEI, what else? I can't think of what else.
I'm thinking that the reason why they didn't put it in the F-bodies is because
they were dying.
They knew that they were dying. They didn't want to put any more money into the car as it is.
Oh, God, yeah.
That's why
I remember Scott telling us how much it was just to change the damn wheels.
Yeah, it was a million plus. Just
to change a wheel.
Just initially, not even counting production costs and tooling and everything. That's just
validating it and all that.
And when Scott took the position, they said, congratulations, your car is going to die. He kept it going for a lot longer. I remember people griping about the 35th anniversary. Oh, it's stripe and wheel. Yeah, that's all what all the anniversary cars were to begin with.
Yeah.
but not to mention, we're lucky we got anything at all because the budget was next to nil. Scott and the rest of the team had to do some footwork to get that to happen. So that's my guess.
Yeah.
You think
same,
so?
Same here.
Thanks for the email.
Who's yours from?
Mine is from I'm a Dude 1134.
Oh, okay. He's emailed before.
Yep. Tim Damiano. If I say that wrong.
Damiano.
Damiano.
Sounds like a
Stuttgart. He says, "Hey, Chris and Jason, I'm a dude from the 1134 from the message board again, and I thought I would just shoot you guys a question. I'm not sure if this has been covered in the past podcast. Honestly, I can't remember. And I know that you often mention video games, but other than cars, what are you guys into? Like movies, reading, comic books, and photography, etc." I'll stop right there and answer that one.
Okay, go ahead.
I like video games. Yeah.
Same here.
I like working on the website. My wife doesn't like me working on the website. I like miscellaneous projects like the diecast cars and stuff like that. I spend a lot of my time on that. Watch hockey.
Oh, yeah.
Watch movies.
Go Wings.
Go Wings, that's right. Watch movies. Hang out with my kid once in a while. You know, usual father-son thing. Not much. I'm actually kind of a boring guy. I always have projects. I keep myself busy with projects. Yeah. What about you?
Guitar Hero. I'm currently addicted to that.
Still?
Working on Guitar Hero 3 on Expert. That's as far as video games, mostly into sports video games, hockey.
Yeah.
The NHL 2008, that's my favorite one right now on the Xbox 360. And, of course, the racing games.
Yep.
Other than that, watch lots of hockey. Detroit Red Wings, huge fan.
Yeah, the biggest fan I know, actually. Well, you're a new father, though, so you're...
I have a three-month-old son now.
Being a father is...
That's extremely time-consuming.
Yeah. That becomes a hobby.
A hobby?
Yeah. Whether you want to or not, it's part of your life.
It's a way of life now. Yep. Yeah.
Wait till he's 11 and then you can beat him up once in a while.
Since I work for the public libraries, I read a lot too, particular Stephen King.
I'm into King books too, ever since I was a little kid.
Other favorite authors I've got, Jonathan Kellerman, I read a lot of, Janet Ivanovich. Who else? I think that's it for now.
I've gotten a little bit into not actually practicing, but reading about home improvement. I got a bunch of books for Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm going to have to put that into play sooner or later. I'm kind of interested in that. Otherwise, I think we're pretty boring guys, you know. We used to go out and go cruising on Gratiot Avenue here in the Detroit area once in a while.
Oh, when we were single?
Yeah. Well, yeah. We didn't have kids.
Before we were married and had kids?
And lived at home. Well, you lived at home until you were 72. But, yeah, I guess, we're just average guys like anybody else. Video games, books, and sports. I like to drink a beer now and then. I like UFC. I like to watch UFC fighting.
Yeah. I like gadgets.
Yeah, you're just like your dad. Gadgets, man. Wasn't your dad like the first person in America to have a satellite dish?
he was one of the first.
Yeah, I remember that. Mrs. Frez is listening and rolling her eyes right now, too. All right, let me keep going with this email. He says, "Also, Jason, I'm sorry to hear about what happened to your Trailblazer." I mentioned that. You know, I got hit with a 6.5-pound block of concrete.
Yeah.
I know what ifs can go on forever, but it sure is a good thing that it didn't go through their windshield and either into yourself or a passenger. In that light, the grill isn't too bad, but it still sucks. At least you have insurance to cover it, right? Good luck on a speedy repair. And finally, third gens didn't have the filler neck behind the license plate. It was the driver rear quarter, same as the fourth gen, but the plate does drop, and that's the key for the hatch. I knew it popped down for something. Yeah. I couldn't picture what. Always keep up the good work on the show, and I like the Monday release better than the Friday. It lets me start off in the week on a good note and gives me a reason to look forward to Mondays. Talk to you later. Tim
Damiano.
Thank you. Thanks, Tim.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
Trailblazer,
it's still being repaired.
Well, that's because it had a rear end wine that's very common in them. You had the problem too on yours.
Yeah, they
didn't
replaced
you?
The whole rear end of mine.
Yeah, and they had to do the same for mine. So I figured while it's there, I'll just have them fix that too.
Yeah.
And so they give me a loaner car, and my current contract has me driving 80 miles one way. So it's good to pack the miles on the loaner car.
Yeah, gotta love that Cavalier.
The Crapalier. Makes killer noises at 90 miles an hour on the highway, too.
Like a buzzing, hissing sound?
Kind of like a washing machine when it kind of has that oscillating vibration. I love rental cars. It's the only true all-terrain vehicle is a rental car.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hey, everybody. If you want to get in on kick-ass emails and voicemails, and we'll get to a voicemail in a minute.
And we'll answer any of your questions for you.
Well.
As just... shown.
You know, yeah, well. Here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
That's right. You can also call us with your questions, comments, or whatever you have to say, just like our good friend.
Oh, no.
Bear Z28.
How'd I guess? What the hell was that?
Hey, guys. Bear Z28. I was just listening to the last Monday's podcast again, like I mentioned in the thread. Get me my fix. But you mentioned something about the 100th anniversary of GM. There's our car club here in town has actually been making a pretty good name in the town. And the Mustang Club here, which is mostly consisted of the classic Mustangs, they invited us to the, there's a car show here up in, I think it's some town up past the mountains here on the east side. It's the 100th anniversary of GM car show. I believe it's March 23rd, if I remember correctly. Our car club's going to try to do that. So if anything, I'll get you guys pictures, post them up. But yeah, just figured I'd let you know what's going on. Some gee whiz stuff that's going on over at the southwestern end. And, the weather's picking up down here. I was driving around T-tops off today. So,
oh, yeah, man.
70 degrees and loving it. All right. Take it easy, guys. Later.
Barry, you can kiss my ass.
Oh, I would kill right now for some 70-degree weather. Oh, man.
It's sad when we're in Michigan and we see the weather report and it's above freezing. It's like 34 degrees. We're like, yeah.
Yeah, it's like heat wave now. Cause yeah. It's been like, what, like in the teens, 10 degrees this week?
It sucks ass.
So, you know, when it gets up to like 25 or 30, it's like heat wave here. It's like, woo, time to put on the spring coat.
I actually do that. If I wear a sweater, I just throw out my spring coat there.
Thanks for that voicemail, Bear. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of car shows going around all over the country celebrating the 100 years of GM.
I think he's posted to that car show he's talking about in our link section, right?
Okay.
It's, if not, Bear, you got to get in there at CamaroZ28.com/links.
Yep.
Anybody else can, too, if you're listening. I think it's going to do it, right, Chris?
I think so. I think we've been running a little bit long this week. So
next week, tune in because we always got something coming up. I want to give a special shout out to the Beckonator, who happened to marry the biggest SOB on the planet. Promise you? Oh, I don't know about that. You know, it might be the biggest.
Yeah.
He is now.
Okay, let's get out of here.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.